720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. My privilege to have on the program, well, according to the bio, the full name is Colin Andrew Mockery. You probably know him as Colin Mockery from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And you have upcoming shows with Brad Sherwood in what's entitled the Scared Scriptless Tour, coming to Milwaukee, Wisconsin's Pat Theater, October 24th and November 5th at in Rockford, Illinois. So let's make sure that we plug that a few more times, okay? And if I forget, feel free to jump in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I, you know, just to make this more personal, you're for, you have a, you're Scottish born, grew up in, spent a lot of time in Canada. My, producer, Tom Hush, is also from a family of Scottish heritage. And he told me yesterday that early on in his romance with his now fiance, one of their first dates was to see you and some other incarnation of Whose Line Is It Anyway? I think it was either in Iowa or somewhere like that a few years ago, and because they loved improv, and now they're engaged. So thank you.
I happen, not many people know this, but I happen to be a natural aphrodisiac.
They know it
I don't
now.
Know why. I just caused many people falling in love. It's something
yes.
I did.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it's true. The other item I want to mention is that I had the opportunity, and this is just a great coincidence, if that's the kind of thing you're into. A couple of days ago, I did a interview with the Channel 11, which is the public TV station here in Chicago, and they have a one-hour documentary in called Inventing Improv, How Chicago Gave Birth to Improv, and it spends quite a bit of time of talking about a person named Viola Spolin. Are you familiar with that name?
Absolutely. Anyone who has improvised or has gone through Second City certainly knows that name.
And so I'm guessing that many of the games that she devised to help the improv situation, some of those you've participated in, I'm guessing?
Yes, and many of them just outright stolen. Yeah.
Part of that documentary made a point in saying that improv is a democratic process because there is no one star. Each person has his own place, and none of those people can exist in the improv session without the other person. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I mean, obviously, the show with Brad, that's not true at all. But everywhere else, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You need, I mean, part of the beauty of, or part of the thing that attracts me to improv is it is such an ensemble art form. You can't do it by yourself. You need the other person there. And that just makes it more fun. And I've been very lucky, all kidding aside, to have been touring with Brad for 20 years, because I think he's finally got the hang of it.
You think? Well, it's about time, I got to say.
Yeah.
So the television show, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Does that differ drastically or just a little bit from what it is you guys are going to do on the road?
In a way, I mean, we like to say it's a live version of Whose Line without the tall guy and the black guy. because it's on television and people are watching a screen. When you watch a screen, your attention span shrinks quite a bit.
Yeah,
so that's why all the scenes are, you know, 4 minutes tops. On stage, we can take more time. You know, some of our scenes go 10, 15 minutes. But basically, it's kind of like the TV show. In fact, it's even more interactive than the TV show. Every scene starts with a suggestion from the audience. We have some audience members doing scenes with us. It's just a fun, goofy free-for-all.
So after you get a suggestion from the audience, do you give yourself any time to think about it? Or do you just plunge in?
We find it works best when we just plunge in and just start doing it. I mean, the only work Brad and I have ever done on this show is trying to make it as difficult for us as possible so that we are not comfortable in any way. We're constantly sort of in survival mode because we find that's when the most fun happens for us and the audience.
But there are certain, how do I term this? There are certain aspects of improv that are common to all improv. Is that right?
Well, I mean, the rules, basically, of accepting people's ideas and building on it and trying to make your partner look good,
Now, is one of the...
Aside from that... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But aside from that, everything is, you know, dependent on what the audience gives us, how we are, that particular performance. I love the fact that the show that we do is never seen again. It's just for that audience.
I can appreciate that. But let me ask you a few questions, if you don't mind, about the television show. It goes so quickly. Bang, 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 bang. Do you ever stop? Is there ever a break? Do you start rolling tape and then just go for the allotted, half hour or whatever the length of the show is?
Yeah, we shoot for 4 hours straight.
Wow.
So that way, every taping we do, they can get 4 to 5 shows from that.
Gotcha.
We haven't shot a Whose Line since 2019, and since then, we've had 2 new seasons come out. And it's because of all the extra stuff that we've shot, they've managed to put together 2 more seasons. So it's just, I think it's the way we like it because we keep going. There's no lag time.
I also saw that at one point, at any rate, there were DVDs put out that were censored and uncensored. Can you tell me a little bit about, I obviously know what censored and uncensored means, but would they be talking about the same sketch? Only when you did it, there was sort of a PG-13 version and an R version at the same time?
I think all the scenes that went out on the television show were never edited. They were sort of, that was it. But there were some scenes that were a little racier for whatever reason. And then some of the outtakes were just out and out. Crew, so they sort of called it back together in sort of a Whose Line After Dark kind of special DVD.
Yes, exactly. When did you first hook up with the Whose Line Is It Anyway people?
I was at Second City doing a show, and they were doing sort of a cross America audition tour. And they saw the show, and they liked the cast, so they auditioned us the next day. But we did that thing you're supposed to do when you're improvisers. Everybody worked together, so nobody stood out.
Right.
Very ensemble. And it wasn't until the next year I'd moved down to L.A. with my wife, who had gotten a show produced. And I auditioned again, but this time it was people I didn't know. So it was like, hey, screw you, look at me. Which is an important lesson for the young people out there. Always look out for yourself.
Yeah, because nobody else will, especially in show business.
No.
So that Second City show that you're talking about, was that here in Chicago or was that in Toronto?
That was in Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, I spent a couple of years in Toronto, and I know that Second City has quite a prominence there, and at one point had a series on called SCTV that had Eugene Levy and just a whole bunch of... really, really funny people. So you go to L.A., and then how long is it after you're there that you land this job?
I think it was a couple of months. And I did my first show. At that point, it was being shot in Britain. So they
flew
me over there. How do I put this? I sucked my first show. So I thought, that's it. But the next year, they decided they to shoot some, for some reason, and I still don't really know why, they shot some in New York. I think it's because at that point it became kind of a cult hit on the on comedy. At that point, it was called the Ha Network. So yes, a lot of college students were watching
it. Right. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So they shot a few episodes there. And at that point, Ryan was kind of a regular. And Ryan and I grew up together. And he said, you know, give Colin another chance. And they put me together with Ryan on the show. And, of course, I'd worked with him for years. So it was natural. And then from then on, they started bringing me back.
Well, it certainly has worked out well for everyone. I'm intrigued with the whole improv process, especially after seeing this documentary a couple of days ago and then knowing that I was going to talk to you, who, of course, is one of the main practitioners of improv in the entire world and probably one of the more recognized improv performers, along with your other castmates on Whose Line Is It Anyway? And it just strikes me how quickly your mind has to work, because it's almost like Mad Libs. A story starts out, stop! And then, boom, you have to put something in immediately. I just find that to be a fascinating talent. Is that something that you noticed early on in your career, that you were really quick? Because I don't think everybody's really quick.
No. I mean, it only seems to work for me on stage. Mm-hmm. Off stage, yet to win an argument with my wife, never talk myself out of a ticket.
Right.
And although, I mean, we've all also been very fortunate. We've had great people to work with. And that certainly raises your game, you know, when you're working with Ryan or Wayne or Brad. Right. You certainly have to be on your toes. So, it's like any kind of muscle. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
Yeah, and I also think it's, you know, it's a reflection of teamwork. And I love things that require teamwork, because it just seems to be, in the end, more satisfaction for everybody that they've contributed to something good. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real thing. I know that's a real thing.
And my thing has always been, if I'm going to go down in the scene, I'm taking as many of my friends as I can.
Well, you know, that is one way of putting it. we're talking to Colin Mochrie from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And he and Brad Sherwood are going to be on the Scared Scriptless tour October 24th in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater and November 5th at the Rockford Theater. Break a leg in both shows, Colin, and thank you so much for being with us here.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you so much for having me.
You betcha.